Genesis 2:2 says, "And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made." Religious people get hung up on observances and they miss the point. And Sabbath is an example. God didn't institute the Sabbath day as law until he gave Israel the Mosaic Law. The first time the word shows up isn't until Exodus 16:23, which begins by telling us, "And he said unto them," Israel, "This is that which the Lord hath said, tomorrow is the rest of the holy Sabbath unto the Lord." Israel, not any other nation or people, was instructed to take a day of rest on the seventh day, which is our Saturday. Six verses later, in verse 29, the Lord says to Moses, "See, for that the Lord hath given you," Israel, "the Sabbath. Therefore he giveth you on the sixth day the bread of 2 days. Abide ye every man in his place. Let no man go out of his place on the seventh day." It's true that the Sabbath is listed in the Ten Commandments. And you'll find it in Exodus 20, verse 8. "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work." But most people are not taught the reality of the Ten Commandments. The Ten Commandments include commandments that were already in existence throughout human history. But one commandment was added for Israel, the Sabbath. There is no Sabbath even mentioned before giving the Mosaic Law, except the example of taking the last day of the creation week off for rest, as we began in Genesis 2:2. And then you'll also then not find the Sabbath law repeated as a commandment to the churches of Jesus Christ. It's never repeated to Christians as a law after the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ. But you will find that we're told that the Sabbath and the other feasts are a shadow of things to come. In Paul's letter to the church at Colossae, he is telling us not to let people judge us regarding Sabbath days and feast days, as we read this in Colossians 2:16 and 17. "Let no man therefore judge you in meat or in drink or in respect of an holy day or of the new moon or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ." The Sabbath rest under Mosaic law pictured or shadowed the rest that is found in Messiah, as explained in Hebrews 4, 9, and 10. "There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, for he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his." Jesus took the seventh day off on the last day of creation week. This model was followed, but it was not a Sabbath law until Moses. No one was executed for picking up sticks on Saturday before it became law in Israel. And even then, no one outside of Israel was liable to follow or obligated to follow such a law, even if they were believers in the God of Israel. Only those under the Mosaic covenant in Israel were ever required to follow Sabbath law under penalty of death. And today's Sabbath keepers, as far as claiming it as a religious obligation and required by God, they're pretenders. None of these people actually follow Sabbath law. No one is ever executed for violating the Sabbath. And if you're going to keep the Sabbath law, you have to keep it biblically. So we ignore the Sabbatarian emphasis on keeping a day, as they condemn us for not pretending to keep a Saturday Sabbath. And we focus on the fact that God intended for the Sabbath to picture as a type or shadow the rest to be found by grace through faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is our Sabbath. Jesus is our rest. Jesus is our everything. When it comes to these things, don't get lost in the legalism or you'll just miss the point. As Paul prayed, we'll close with Ephesians 1, 18-23. "The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him as his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come."